And a recent poll of our writing staff, well, they didn't have any opinions, but they did give us this today because it is a primary voting day. It's our Tuesday morning top 10 as you've elected us to your radios and other listening devices for four more hours. We trying to bring everybody together. And look at the bright side of this, because, you know, the mudslinging,
yeah,
this has gotten bad this year. And as we said, the Texas Senate race alone has been the most expensive in political paid advertisements. And not just the signs that are on the side of the road that, by the way, nobody's going to pick up. They're just going to sit there forever.
Oh, that's right. They do that. I mean, even some of the precinct chairs, Hood County, my goodness.
I think if you lose,
uh-huh,
you should have to then go pick all of them up. And that's, see? But nonetheless, while we are...
I mean, maybe if you win, you should have to go pick all of them up,
trying
right?
To write policy.
Don't forget to vote.
That's right, studio audience. It is our Tuesday morning top 10 straight from the home office and writing staff there in Granbury. The top 10 good things about all those horrible political advertisements. They have been just inundating us. And back to back to back to back. There's not even separation on them.
No way.
Top 10 good things about all of those horrible political ads, such as...
Number 10.
Well, now you know at least 20 different synonyms for the term radical, so that's helpful. Which, by the way, in the 90s, that was a term for being cool.
Yeah.
So I don't know where we went wrong there.
That is so rad,
thanks bro. A lot. Who do we blame for that?
Number 9.
Number 9, it gives us a break from all those other horrible commercials about medications that we're supposed to act our doctors about if we're right for us.
I mean, Jardiance?
I don't.
Have you seen the disclaimers on those? Very disturbing.
Number 8.
Number 8, good thing about those political advertisements. Well, it's actually a big self-esteem boost because it makes us all feel much better about our lives that we've lived because we haven't done half the horrible stuff that evidently these people have apparently done.
But how are they getting to public office?
Which means maybe we're the best candidates. I've never turned my back on Texas.
Number 7.
I don't even know how to do that. I'm in Texas.
Number 7.
Number 7, good thing about the political ads. Well, every time you check out at the store,
yeah,
you just mutter, these groceries paid for by me.
Do they like all that? Right.
I approve that message.
Well, Number 6.
And then there's the Walmart guy there to check your receipt.
Number 6. I honestly don't know, but no candidate has addressed the single question that we ask ourselves most.
Will it flow?
Nobody's tackling that. Unless maybe you count the border. Will it float every Thursday morning straight up at 8 o'clock?
All right.
Number five. Good thing about all those political ads.
Number 5.
Well, you've started ordering your coffee and that scary narrator voice from all the political advertisements out there. Like, you walk up to Starbucks and it's like, hi there. Can I please get a grande iced caramel macchiato with oat milk instead of 2%? A single shot of espresso, light ice, and a border wall. It'll come pretty quick.
Number 4.
You got to be careful out there.
Number 4.
I'm intimidated.
Don't turn your back on Starbucks.
Number 4.
Number 4. Well, now your kids want to grow up to be a, quote, career politician. Well, it seems like
Number 3.
I mean, it's better than an influencer.
Number 3 sort of makes your in-laws' Facebook posts seem kind of tame and reasonable at this point, doesn't it? Yeah. Number 2.
Number 2.
Hi,
nothing.
Patricia.
There's absolutely nothing. Nothing at all. And then finally, the number one good thing about all of those horrible paid political advertisements.
Number 1.
Well, if you miss them, don't worry. It's only the primary, and they're back in the fall, baby.
Woo!
This top 10 approved by nobody.
In the middle of another can't miss morning, KB and Heather Lee